Welcome to MCBI's 60 Mark, a podcast for curious thinkers.
And welcome back. It's Marina from MCBI here. And today's session is going to be a little bit different because we've had some feedback that people wanted to have a bit more of exposure around diversity. So no, it's not gender diversity. We've actually allowed accountants to enter the building. And I am joined by the wonderful Annabelle Johnson from Orion Partners. Welcome.
Thanks, Marina.
Thank you.
For asking me to come along today.
And we won't be mean to accountants
at all.
I can't. My behalf an accountant. Well, that's what he says
we've had
he
that
is.
Discussion before. Don't put us all in the same box. Yeah.
No, thank you for braving Featherstone Place and also stepping out of what a glorious day it is here in Adelaide.
It's beautiful outside today.
Isn't it? It's an amazing day.
For a May Day.
And someone said to me, well, this is the upside of climate change. I was like, you're an idiot. Anyway, we're not here to hear about that. We're here to hear about you. And we feel very lucky to have you here.
Thanks. I'm excited, a bit nervous, but I'm going to give it a shot.
All the good things in life start with that.
A bit of a novelty. Yeah.
I was nervous and I was afraid, but I did it anyway. Yeah. So good for you. So we're really interested in hearing about Adelaide success stories. We hear a lot of people overseas and interstate, but we want to hear about you. Mm-hmm. And would you be so generous as to tell us a bit about your career journey and how you got here today?
I came straight out of school, went straight into university, back. I finished uni in 87. Mm-hmm. So back then it was no gap year, it was straight out of school. You basically got railroaded into a subject or a course at university that they thought best suited you. So for me, it was figures, numbers, so down the accounting stream I went. So basically just did the stock standard degree, came out of university in the 80s when it was pretty tough to find a job. So back then it was who you knew, not what you knew. So it was about getting a resume on top of the pile of 300 applicants for particular jobs at that time when I came out. So happened to go into a job interview, knew the receptionist sitting on the counter because I had gone to school with her. So you put my resume on the top of the list and that's how my career started in accounting. Basically got the job with that smaller crowding practice firm. There was one partner, 5 employees. I was probably the youngest then by 10 years, so it was fairly old practice. I stayed there for a period of 10 years, got probably all my grounding, got on my knowledge base, and then decided that I probably needed to branch out a bit and get a bit more exposure to the wide world now that I sort of had that experience under my belt. So again, it was who I knew, and it happened to be my brother-in-law, and he knew of a partner at that time working in an accounting firm called Perks, and I went in there for an interview and stayed there for 14 years.
Wow.
After a period of 14 years, a couple of the partners there decided to branch off and go and open up their own accounting practice, joining allegiance with another small accounting practice. So I went from a firm that started at about 50, and over that 14-year period grew to 150. So it was probably me also wanting to get back a bit to a smaller accounting practice servicing those boutique family businesses in Adelaide. So the opportunity came about where we were asked if I was asked if I wanted to join the other partners that were leaving. So I decided at that stage I had a young family. I was only working part-time, so I saw it as a great opportunity to have that work-life balance where I could be a mum some days and be a professional the other days. So I asked if I could come along on the journey with these guys and they said for sure. So, and that's where I've been there for nearly 5 years. So we started the business Orion Partners from the ground and we've just built it up from there. So I've been there for 5 years. 18 months ago, I was lucky enough to be invited to become an associate director there, which was fantastic. One of two there now. So another girl called Jess Telford and I are both two of the females on the board at Orion Partners, which has been a great opportunity to have a voice at the top end of town and at the table. And they've been really receptive. So the other six partners have been really receptive of having those that voice on the table and being able to have a different, viewpoint come to the table. So, and it's been a great experience so far and I've been able to manage that work-life balance and pursue both
It is wonderful. It's such a great story.
Yeah, it is. It's been great because, I mean, a lot of people say to you, and us, you know, without being gender, you know, discriminate.
Accountants or non-accountants. That's our gender diversity today.
You know, everyone gets opportunities, and I'm first to say at the workplace we don't differentiate between men and women here. It's everyone gets the same opportunity. If you want to achieve something and you want to grow or you want to succeed or you want to be promoted, it is the door is open for everybody. But I think sometimes, I suppose, as females, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves as being the ones that we're the ones that want it. You know, we're the overachievers because we're just trying to make that point, and we find it that much harder to get that point across. So for me, it was not so much about gender. It was more about realizing that I couldn't have everything I wanted then and now. I could have everything I wanted and everything I want to aspire to, I could have over a journey or over a period of time, but I couldn't have it all at once. So that was a bit of a learning curve for me because I stopped full-time work after probably 10 years to have my, you know, my first child and my only. And then I came back to work full-time, foolish, thinking that nothing would change and that I could do everything. It was probably 6 months into that journey of motherhood and working, I realised that that's just not possible. So I had to admit that I couldn't have it all right now. So it was time to sacrifice, and at that point in time it was work so that I could actually be a mum, focus on the growth journey of my child, be there, all those experiences that you can't get back once they're gone. So, and that was a learning curve for where I was working because that was sort of, well, senior people at that type of level don't really work part-time. We really need you full-time, and I wasn't prepared to do that. So, and that just happened, that opportunity arrived at the time to move on and go and try something else where I was able to have that work-life balance and only work part-time and be mum and professional.
And how lucky for them.
Yeah, and it's worked out really well.
Yeah.
Because when you're at work, you're focused, you're doing a job, and I find that I don't have that so much interference. And then when I've left the building, most of the time I'm in my casuals, I'm at school, I'm being the school mum, I'm in the canteen, or I'm reading the books, or I'm covering books in the library, or school excursions. So I'm actually, you almost have to put yourself in a solo. I'm mum over here and I'm the employee over here. So, and as the journey goes on and your children get older, I'm finding that you do get more of that professional life back because your child becomes less dependent on you, they don't need you as much, and you can get some of that back. So I suppose I'm now sort of coming around that circle where I'm now getting more of what I thought I really wanted at the start, and now I can continue on that, you know, having everything. And that's when 18 months, I suppose, when I was offered to be an associate director on the board at Orion, it was, wow, that was something I'd not thought I'd never achieve because I was a part-time worker, and that opportunity wouldn't come to me. But they came to me and said, no, what you bring to the table, your loyalty, your trust, the example that you set for all the rest of the employees is a great one, and you've shown that there is that balance that you can manage, and we value what you bring to us, which is great.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
You won a prize too.
I did. I won a prize.
I know. Won a prize for being awesome.
Tell us
about the prize.
As part of our initiatives, I suppose, at Orion Partners, we're an infancy firm, and we'd been two and a half years into our journey, and we'd had people coming from all different directions, two accounting practices joining together. So we were trying to bond those two cultures and thinkings together and just be one hat, one thinking, one way of doing things. So we ventured down a track and we went and looked at an organisation called Leading Teams, and they came to us, and we've probably been working with them for 12 months now, and just to bring everyone into the room and talk about culture and what our expectations of everyone are. So it wasn't really about a leadership program or teaching, you know, delegation or teaching you something. It was actually getting people in a room and having those genuine conversations with each other that sometimes you have here at the water cooler or at the photocopier. It was about getting everyone in the room. It's like, well, here's your time to actually talk about it. Let's talk about what behaviours we accept in the workplace and what we don't find acceptable and how you want Orion to function. And that has been sometimes very uncomfortable. Some people find it very confronting, which it can be. So we've all gone through and had feedback. The higher level management, so the partners, associate directors, some of the managers have all gone through a feedback process, which you basically sit at the front of the room and you just get your feedback from the group of people. Confronting sometimes, but it's great to know what you're doing well, what you need to probably stop doing and what they want you to keep doing. At the end of it, I suppose at the end of last year, we had the opportunity to all sit down and talk about which people we thought represented Orion best, promoted the business, represented the business, and the people that you most respected. And for me, I was the person voted as that person. Which is a great honour, and I was very surprised but very honoured that my peers, the people I work with and work for, considered me that I was that person that set the right example. And it's great to get that feedback and that recognition, I suppose, from everybody in the firm. And then, you know, people look up and say, look, Annabelle, I've seen what you've achieved. I see things are possible here, which is great. And that's how we maintain staff and team members, is that they can see that there's a place there for them. There is a place where you can have aspirations, you can grow. There's plenty of avenues to grow into, things to put your hands to if you want to. It's not just client based. It's community, it's teams, it's clients. So there's actually a huge range of things. Even though we're a small boutique accounting firm, there are a lot of opportunities for people that actually want to step into any number of roles. So, and I suppose it's our job to, you know, give those opportunities and let people, you know, develop and
it's a marvellous story. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how long Orion Partners stays small and boutique.
Well, at least hopefully for the next 10 years until I can see out my retirement.
Because you are progressive and you are going from strength to strength and, you know, lots of different business models, overseas support, here support, all Adelaide based, that real strong focus for Adelaide, all the clever stuff here. And it's an amazing story. How do you help all those, you know, people coming to Orion, like the staff, to go through that experience as effortlessly as possible?
I suppose when we look at bringing on a new team member, we are pretty focused on, I mean, a lot of the stuff's given when people walk in the door. I think we concentrate on looking at, I suppose, dovetailing back to our leading teams program, we actually sit down and talk to people about our culture and what we're about. And we talk about behaviours that we don't accept. And we actually are quite upfront with people to say, look, this is what we expect and this is what culture we've got here. This is our environment. And we really say to people, is that something that you could fit into, you accept and want to embrace when you come to work at Orion? So we're getting a lot clever at finding those people and finding those people that will fit in, that we would think that would fit in with the current team members and the culture. Once they're on board, it is a lot about, I suppose, ensuring that they've got that person that they can go to. They've got their team members, and I'm the person. So if you're not happy or something's not working, and I think it's a big part of my role, and I suppose as part of being an accountant, and also my other part of my role while I'm working at Orion has been sort of in that HR area, whether just by default, it's not something I'm trained to do, but it's sort of where I've just defaulted into that area, that I've become a bit probably more knowledgeable and aware of people's, I suppose, emotions, their what they're looking for in a workplace. So
do you think it's changed? Do you think it's changed the way we look at training and development?
I think it does, because people aren't – I think people walk into a workplace and it's a given for them that we're going to teach them the technical stuff. They're going to work with clients and we're going to provide them with a desk and a computer and whatever resources they need to get their job done. So I think that's a given now. People are working into, especially in a boutique accounting practice, and they want to know they're walking into an environment that's got a great culture. They've got the ability to work with all levels of the firm. So whether it be an accountant or a supervisor or a partner, they know they can work across the whole demographic of the team. So I think it's changed because now they're looking more for that. They're looking for that leadership training. They're looking to develop their skills, how to work with the community, how to work with clients, how best to, you know, work with others, the delegation. So they actually are looking more of that leadership type of training. And we're having now to really, that's something we have to concentrate and work on a lot, because that younger generation, that's what they really want.
They're really hungry, aren't they?
They do want, and they want to succeed, and they want to do it rapidly. So it's a lot about giving them the opportunities to develop, but it's also managing their expectations of how quickly that all happens, and trying to explain to them that just because they've done this leadership training and they've been working for 2 years doesn't automatically mean they become a manager. It's, a lot of it is life experience, and you could be doing this job for 5 or 6 years before you are ready to say, yep, I'm ready to jump up to that. Yeah, so it is managing expectations as well. So
it's amazing, isn't it? So now, if we were to go back and think of young Annabelle at Adelaide Uni, my university as well, big call out to Adelaide Uni, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you may have even been sitting next to Stephen Marshall,
yes,
our good premier.
I shared some tutorials with him while he was studying his education degree. So, yeah, I know we had a bit of a giggle about that today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's have some photos of the premier. No, but we're not interested in him. He gets enough coverage. We're interested in you. So what would you tell yourself?
Oh, gosh. I would still think I would like to think that I could achieve whatever I wanted to achieve and I could have it all, but I would have probably liked someone to tell me that it takes time and you can have it all, but there are periods in time where you have to divert from the big plan. I wish someone had told me that, and that you don't have to try and jam pack it into the first 10 years of your life. You can actually go off and do something, come back to it and continue on with your career path.
That's a really powerful lesson, because people do get discouraged, don't
they? They do. And I think that would have been a good thing to know. Other than that, I don't remember ever thinking I couldn't probably achieve what I thought. You come out of university completely naive and you think you're going to get a job, and you're just going to walk in the door, get a job, and your life's just going to go on like that. So maybe being told to prepare for those hiccups along the way and be prepared for challenges in having to divert from that, that very direct route and getting to your career path. And it would have been nice to have some skills on how to actually manage that.
Yes.
That diversion.
I think they do that at Adelaide Uni now.
I do that.
It's very nice there. It's not like when we were there.
And I wish
it's hygienic now. Just joking.
that diversion of how best to manage it and then get back on the career path. And that it was okay to do that. So
I think that's a big thing, isn't
it? Yeah.
Well, that has been an amazing time we got to spend together.
Thanks, Marina.
Thank you so much. You're not quite out of here just
yet.
Oh,
no. A
couple of quick questions.
Oh,
Port Adelaide or Crows?
Oh, Crows.
Oh, see, I was liking you till then. All right, dark or milk chocolate?
Dark.
Dark. Now you're back. 70% lint?
Yeah,
I'm not
70%. That'd be about the top limit.
Yeah, ditto.
Top limit. Yeah,
you go to the 90 and it tastes like Vegemite.
Yeah, no,
it's terrible.
Can't do any stronger than that.
All right, and last very important question.
Yes.
Do you believe the dates, the use-by dates on food?
I do.
Oh, dear.
And I know, there is something wrong with me. I might go by the best befores. Best befores I'm a bit more lenient with, but the use-bys, I'm pretty... I'm a chucker out.
Okay.
I just go to my fridge at the end of the week, and if it's not been used, it's in the bin.
I strongly recommend you don't look in our fridge upstairs at MCBI. All right, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for coming out.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks.
Thanks for listening in today. We look forward to you joining us next time.